9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. Down the line is the coach, John Spezia.
Hey, Chad. I see it's a little dusting of snow for the last 4 or 5 days. I don't see a little bit of rain here, but that's okay.
You've had a dusting of sand from the beach.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
It's ironic because a little quick history. There is across the from Africa, the savannah, it's true. It does come across. And in fact, in Montserrat, they don't even, they're planning up stuff. They have to cover everything up because of that sand coming across. That's where your hurricanes come across because of the wind blowing across from the savannah of Africa.
Yeah.
So you're correct.
Combination of, and I'm not even going to pretend. I don't know. It's been 20, oh no, it's been, yeah, 28 years since I took my weather and climate class. Now I'm really showing my age. I'm sure there's barometric pressure and all the other stuff. And I'll leave all the weather stuff to Mr. Solier on our airwaves. But yeah,
well, you can ask him about the winds and stuff coming across the Sudan.
And so, I guarantee about two sentences in, he will have lost me. But weather is fascinating. You know, I think there's a core audience here in the Midwest that is intrigued by the weather. They don't like it when it interrupts their football games and their award shows and those type of things. But there's, I think, always at least a passing interest for a lot of folks to dive into weather radio, do storm chasing, predict where weather goes. I think it's actually the same crowd that probably gets into sports a little bit here. There's somewhat of a competitive nature, on the edge of your seat type of mentality whenever it comes to weather hitting our area. And we saw a little bit of that this week whenever everybody got the alerts on their phone for the snow squall that popped up this week. We're like, oh, are we in for something? And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you have near whiteout conditions for just a few minutes, and then we're back to normal. So,
yeah, my wife drove that, took my stepdaughter to Peoria for a surgery, and she ran into it all the way up to Peoria. So I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the basketball.
Let's talk about the sports that are indoors here this week. But first, let's thank our sponsors. ServPro of Vermilion County, our presenting sponsor, ServPro, like it never even happened. Our good folks over at UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 to the east of Interstate 74. On the Henning Road, frontage road. I believe it's called Kickapoo Drive, if I want to give you the correct name for it. For your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, the good folks over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Latos Hardware of Westville, for all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. You can find him just on the north side for all of your insurance needs. And, of course, the host of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest has the week off this week. And hopefully we get a new episode next week. And I do want to mention we did fix the issue with his podcast online. So that is up and live and have all the back episodes put on there for right now. And at some point we need to get Coach's podcast back up there too, to get all the back episodes. Just some things that we haven't gotten around to doing yet, but we will have some time coming up here to make that happen. And to our good friends over at OSF Healthcare, from primary care and urgent care all the way up to cancer and specialized care here in Danville in the Vermilion County area. Coach, you've got some basketball for the week. Let's start off with the boys' hoops.
Okay, we're going to start last week a little bit, and I want to make this sure the fans understand this, that sometimes we get so focused on our own teams here, we forget there's, and as I do it every day, I check the NJCA scores all across the country, and Through Max Prep, I check all the scores across the state to see where we rank and how we stack up with other teams. So I'm going to get into it. The St. Joe Ogden Christie Clinic shootout. Eureka 61, BHRA 37. As I talked to Coach Millis, Eureka is long, lanky, 1-3-1 zone, really shut down BHRA. Unity, the Rockets 68, Warrensburg Latham in overtime 60. St. Joe Ogden 63, Tremont. Those teams all spread out from different areas. Tremont and I believe, Eureka are in the same league. The Heartland, I believe. GCMS, and this is a regular season, over the Hudson area, Corn Jerkers, Arthur, Oak Hawk Christian over Salt Fork, 63-58. Lincoln, as the Lions go into the railway country. 51 over Lausanne, 28.
I talked to Coach Rustio the other night a little bit about that. Obviously, you want to every once in a while get a step up in your competition, your game, and good opportunity for him to kind of go back to the home area there and go up against a team that I think everybody knows is one of those tougher teams in the middle of the state. Sometimes you forget about them just because, Lincoln's a little smaller than what we have here at Danville and Champaign, but their school is big.
They beat Danville earlier, Chad, so that tells you, and they're a good basketball team, but I wouldn't call them a powerhouse basketball team. Coach is chasing, Coach Alexander's chasing the Gene Pingentore with the number of wins. I think he's second now.
He's getting closer. I do know he's climbing up the list. But important to note, they are back in, I think they're back in their original the conference that they were in before they moved to the Apollo. They moved to the Apollo for about 2 or 3 years there, decided that the competition probably wasn't, and the travel, I'm sure, probably played into that too with really their lone couple teams up here, Taylorville and Mahomet, Mount Zion being the closest to them. But then you had those trips down to like Effingham and Mattoon and Charleston that I'm sure wasn't pleasant, especially on weeknights.
Belong to the same conference as Danville. So that gives you an idea. And of course, so were the Springfield schools also. So, now Danville obviously is the one with Peoria, but Lincoln was in it. The Springfield schools, the Decatur schools were all in the same league with Danville. Let's get in the next one. Watseka over Donovan, Westfield Tigers 72 over the North Marion Falcons 43, Tri-County, Indiana over Attica, North Putt over Fountain Central, West Lafayette over Covington, Park Heritage over Greencastle, Riverton Park over Problems Crystal Red. They played at several teams. Seeger over the winless South Vermillion team, and Schlarman over Judah Christian. Hipson area over Schlarman. As it was heard on WITY radio and the app. BHR over Armstrong Potomac by 20. First Baptist over Chrisman.
That one went down to the wire. That was a pretty good game from the video clips that I saw.
First Baptist, surprisingly, is competing with a lot of the area schools. And I know we're going to come up with a score with them against the Westfield Tigers. But Chrisman Cardinals are not the Chrisman Cardinals of what I used to know. And we're going to get into that. So I'm trying to make this point that where we are with some of these scores. Because I noticed something as I went through all the scores, how many times there are scores where teams only scored 20-some points.
Mm-hmm.
It was really astonishing to me what happened. But anyway, you get into Urbana over Danville, 54-41, Tri-County over Heritage. A little bit of a surprise. The Western Tigers over Iroquois West. There's one, 79-21.
Mm-hmm.
Lossalette over Urbana Uni High. Oakwood over the Milford Bearcats, 73-57. Paris over Arcola. A little bit of surprises in the margin of the score. Mount Zion over Rantoul. Teutopolis, and here's one, over St. Joe. And St. Joe's had a pretty good run here.
Yeah.
But you're talking about a 20-point, over a 20-point win. Unity, the Rockets, this is a little bit, I think this is Tuscola's first loss, 51-48. Tuscola was on the run. They won that tournament in Monticello, and they, you know, they're a good Class 1A school. Of course, Unity's a 2A. Villa Grove over Blue Ridge, Watseka over Georgetown Ridge Farm, Riverton Park over Fountain Central, La Salette over Georgetown, as heard on WITY radio from the voice of Chad and Dennis. Dennis actually, did he say a few things or not?
He worked good commentary in there. Yeah. He had fun with it. And of course, whenever the crazies went wild, you saw just this big grin on his face, like, oh, hey, this is a little bit different than other high school basketball games in the area.
Oh, definitely, when you come to Lost Sled and the crazies make a big difference. So let's get with Wrestling Westville. The first pass, as I mentioned, 58-25. There's an example. I'm talking about 25 points. If we go back and look at what First Baptist did to Christian, 67-65. So here's a competitive score. Westville 58, First Baptist Christian 25. Monticello 48 over Rantoul, Unity over St. Thomas More, Lake, I think that's a non-conference, GCMS 65, Watsika 32. There's another low score. Hoopston 58, Urbana Uni High 47. Let's get to
Let's dive into last night's action. You got that in front of you there. We're talking Lost Sled Midwinter Classic, which is they're giving a go here for their own Midwinter invite tournament.
45 Assumption out of Kentucky, 38, because this is a time period that the county tournament's going on. So teams like Chrisman, Schlarman, Watsika, Milford all play non-conference teams. And I talked to Coach Ruscio earlier in the week, and obviously Zach Patterson. It ended up kind of ironically because there was a time period Schlarman did not want to play La Salette. That's been a few years ago, and now that's changed. 45 for Schlarman over Assumption, 38. La Salette over Community Kentucky, 36. Chrisman over Martinsville. Danville over Peoria. Notre Dame, good win for the Vikings, and David Gerard, Heritage 65, Argentina 64, St. Joe Ogden 55. See, here's this, and this is a really surprising score, PBL 22. Now, and they're in the same league, it just is surprising that they haven't scored 22 points. Sullivan 49, Tri-County 46, Oakland Valley 62, Bell Grove 44, South Newton over the Milford Bearcats, Northern Maine over Paris in a big score, see, 82-45, and then they'd gotten beat by Westville by over 20-some. A little bit of surprise. You go back and do the comparative scores, if you remember who Paris beat over Arcola. Riverton Park over Attica, Benton Central over Lafayette Central Catholic, Park Heritage, and this is another one, 84, Covington 19. Covington's really struggled this last year. But 19 points. I've been a long, 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 long time I've ever seen where Covington only scored 19 points. Fountain Central 48, South Marion 30, Seeger, the Patriots 68, the Mounties 44.
And in today's record, you got today's slate here. You want me to dive into that right quick?
You get that one, I'm going to get to the records.
Very good. Vermilion County tourney continues today, or actually gets underway on the boys' side out at Mary Miller Gymnasium at Danville Area Community College. It opens with Oakwood Salt Fork, Harshaw Potomac, Hoopston Area, and then the Nightcap PHRA and Georgetown Ridge Farm. La Salette Midwinter Classic continues today. Schlarman will take on Community Kentucky and the host team. The two Kentucky teams will play, and La Salette will have a game in with Assumption, Kentucky today as well. Elsewhere, Paris at Chrisman, Sista Park Christ Lutheran at St. Anne. Danville takes part in the Galesburg MLK shootout. You'll have Heritage at Judah Christian, PBL at Hersher, Mattoon at St. Joseph Ogden. That's Bloomington Central Catholic MLK shootout for Unity. It's Watsika at Grant Park, Attica at Covington, Delphi at Benton Central, Seeger at Fountain Central, Zionsville at Park Heritage, Southmont at Riverton Park, South Vermilion at North Putt this week. You've got
that one, Coach. You got it? I got it. Unity at Bloomington Central Catholic and ML King shootout, Vermilion County Tournament, Arkham Potomac, Georgetown, BHR, Cookson, Westville, Saltport, First Baptist at Calvary, Normal, Lost that at Milford with the Bearcats, Oblong, Palestine, Hudsonville at Paris. PBL, Bloomington Central Catholic, Rantoul at Unity, Perry Central at St. Joe Ogden, Tri-County at Villa Grove, St. Anne at Watsika, South Newton at System Park, South Putt at Riverton Park, Iroquois West at PBL, St. Joe Ogden at Mantino, and West Vigo at South Vermilion. Vermilion County Tournament, Hudson Area versus Georgetown Ridge Farm, Westville, versus Oakwood. That should be a decent game.
Mm-hmm.
HR, again, another game I look in the county tournament should be a fairly competitive game. Lost that at Oblong, Palestine, Hudsonville, Rantoula, Charleston, down your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas at Iroquois West, Danville at Richwoods, Heritage at Tri-County, Villa Grove at Lincoln Prairie Conference Tournament, PBL at Illinois Valley Central League play, Rantoula, St. Thomas More, St. Joe at Monticello, Unity at Prairie Central, Attica at Seager, Southmont at Covington, Crawfordsville at Fountain Central, North Main at Park Heritage, Riverton Park at North Central, Farmersburg, and South Main at Greencastle. I think we've got the records here. Westville, 19-0, the number one seed in the Vermain County tournament. And they've been beating teams by 20 and 25, 30 points.
They've been dominating, yeah.
Yes, they've been dominating. The Unity, the Rockets, 14-2. I'm going to say this, and I probably will catch some flack, but Westville is a 2A school.
Mm-hmm.
Unity is a 2A school. And Westville will play in that particular regional.
Ooh.
And I know that Unity and St. Joe and Monticello are all looking at Westville, and there's going to be some people very upset because mm-hmm. I don't see the Westville Tigers being in the top three or four in the seat of the regional.
Yeah.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But BHRA, 12-3, St. Joe Ogden, 12-4, Armstrong Potomac, 11-5, Oakwood, 11-9. First Baptist, 10-3, La Salette, 10-3, PBL, 10-7, Salt Fork, 9-7, Parrish Tigers, under 500, 9-11, Hoopson, 8-8, Schlarman, 8-8, System Park, 8-11, Tri-County, 8-12, Little Grove, 7-10, Park Heritage with 7 wins, Rantoul, 6, Watsika, 5, Danville, 4, Crispin, 4, Georgetown, 3, Milford 2 and Iroquois West 1. Park Heritage on the Indiana side seems to be the power as I looked at that score against North Main. 11-2, Riverton Park 9-5, Seager 7-3, North Main 4-7, Fountain Central 4-4, Benton Central 3-7, Attica 2-9, Covington 1-12, and South Main 0-11.
Important to know, Iroquois West off the Schneid this week. They get the win over Donovan to take care of that round number in their win column. So congratulations to them. We got girls high school basketball now, Coach.
You got it.
All right. All right. All right. This past week, and just take a look at the highlights of each day here coming up on this past Monday. You had Tuscola over Unity. And this is important because the Tuscola girls squad, which has been a pretty good squad, of course, built that nice regional and postseason rivalry with Salt Fork the last couple of years, have had a little bit of a down year here, but they took care of Unity Monday night, 56-38. You had Barry Bauer squad, Watsika Milford, still continuing to roll on here. They knocked off Clifton Central on Monday, 60-49. Into Tuesday's action, the big battle there between Brian Russell, Salt Fork, Lady Storm, and Anthony Videka's Sista Park Christ Lutheran squad. And that one favored Sista Park. They pulled away. I think it was closer in the beginning, and then coming out of the locker room, I believe, if I remember correctly, there was a large run to create the big deficit there. 54-25, Sista Park the winner there. You had Hoopston area over Schlarman, Iroquois West over Westville, Parrish over Mattoon, which I was surprised to see the Mattoon, a strong girls program for years and years, having kind of a bare cupboard right now. They get dominated by that very tough Coach Tingley coach squad at Paris by a count of 67-23. You had Fountain Central blasting Covington, South Putnam over Riverton Park, that Danville squad over Urbana we talked about. You had going down the slate here, big win for St. Joe Ogden girls there. I know that they've kind of had an up-and-down season. I believe they're kind of in the middle of the pack here. They knocked off Bloomington Central Catholic. You had a little further down, good matchup there between Watsika Milford and BHRA, four-point win for the Lady Warriors. Sista Park, Christ Lutheran, Mose over Chrisman, Oakwood over St. Thomas More. Then you had a little further down game that we had on WITYradio.com and the app, as well as in our archives now, Georgetown Ridge Farm defeating Oakwood 46-22. Oakwood opened that game with a 7-0 run to start. And it was just the Lady Buffs coming out of that timeout that just started pouring it on. They went on a big run of their own. And I think at one point in time, it was a 24-3 run that built them up. Oakwood would get back within six, and then it was Lady Buffs sending it into the next gear and into the win column for themselves there. You have that Heritage squad, Heritage Academy Co-op, still making some waves out there quietly. They knocked off Blue Ridge. You had Effingham over Paris. That Effingham girls squad is pretty strong this year, so Paris was on the road for that. Crispin over Schlarman, Salt Fork over Westville, St. Joe Ogden over PBL. Last night's action, the first night of the Vermilion County Principals Association invite, you had Hoopston area over Westville 49-27, Armstrong Potomac 43, Georgetown Ridge Farm 28. The nightcap went to BHRA over Oakwood 42-28. First Baptist Christian has their own invite in town this weekend. They knocked off Calvary 38-14 before coming up short against Faith Baptist Christian Academy 40-36. Other games last night, Rantoul over Monticello. It was Unity pounding St. Thomas More. Did not get a result. Nobody got me a result on Danville and Peoria Notre Dame. I searched everywhere for the girls' game on that. Did not get that. Riverton Park over Attica, Southmont over Seeger. Saturday's action. Today you've got the girls taking the day off at the Vermilion County Tournament because of the boys' action tonight. You got Lincoln Prairie Conference Tourney for Villa Grove Tri-County and Heritage. Little Illini Conference Tournament this week for Paris. PBL's at Watseka Milford today. First Baptist Christian invite continues on. They'll have a cross-pool play and then a consolation and championship later on today over at FBC. Benton Central hosts Lafayette Central Catholic, North Newton at Covington, Zionsville at Park Heritage, Clay City at South Vermilion. And I don't know which one's right or if they're doing a day-night doubleheader, but South Vermilion is also at North Putnam. I know sometimes that we've seen that pop up where they'll have like a girls game in one area at like 10 or 11 in the morning and then come back and do another game later on, maybe like a 5 or 6 p.m. tip-off. I did not receive clarification on that. I don't know. And I'm sure that those girls are definitely looking forward to it as they're trying for their first win and maybe mixing it up a little bit, see what happens there. This week we've got the Vermilion County Tournament continuing on Monday. Armstrong, Potomac, and Oakwood, BHRA, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Salt Fork, and Westville. Moving on, you've got the Danville to Mid-Illinois versus Big Ten Showdown, or Big 12 Showdown, excuse me, at Pekin. You've got, as I mentioned, the conference tournaments this week for Lincoln Prairie, for Little Illini Conference. You've got the Vermilion County Tournament continuing on through the week. And of other highlighted games, just kind of the out-of-conference games here, you've got St. Joe Ogden and Prairie Central. You've got, Riverton Park and Fountain Central, I should say. Riverton Park and Fountain Central, Benton Central and Lebanon, Crawfordsville and Covington, South Vermilion and North Vermilion, Seeger and North Montgomery. Later in the week, you've got Prairie Central and Unity, Monticello at St. Joe Ogden, St. Thomas More, Rantoul, Illinois Valley Central at PBL, Watseka Milford at Schlarman. We're looking to pivot to do that game because the game that I had on the schedule, Sista Park in Schlarman, there was a missed schedule on that, and so each school had it on a different date. Apparently, the date that I took was the wrong one, so we're going to have a little shuffle with our broadcast schedule coming up. Covington, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, and Fountain Central, Attica, South Vermilion. Coach, you got records, or do I need to dive into it?
I got records. Records. At the top of the list, Barry Byers, Watseka Milford team, 16-2. Brian Russell, 16-3 with the Salt Fork Storm. Of course, Paris is at 16-3. Heritage Academy, 16-4. System Park, Christ Lutheran, 15-2. Tri-County, 12-2. BHRA, 12-7. Iroquois West 12-8, St. Joe Ogden with 11 wins. And by the way, Coach Ortega is coming back. He was in the military and mm-hmm. he's come up with his thing. It was, I had a note the other day. So,
yeah.
He was back. Yep. Served our country. And I believe he was in Iraq, but I'm not positive. Rantoul 10-11, Georgetown Ridge Farm. Our old buddy Brad Russell, 8-7. Armstrong Potomac, 7-9. Danville, 7-10. much improved Danville squad. Unity 7-11, PBL 6-12, Oakwood 6-14, First Baptist 4-2, Crispin 4-18, Westville 3-16, Sharman 2-8, and Villa Grove 0-10. Over in Indiana, Fountain Central, the Mustangs 16-2 are rolling. Park Heritage 14-5, Benton Central 14-5, Seager 13-7, Riverton Park 10-8, North Main 10-10. Covington 4-15, Attica 3-16, and South Vermillion 0-14.
Oof. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will dive into boys and girls bowling. We'll have the OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition, Wrestling, DAC Sports, and a whole lot more with Chad and Coach. When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app, presented by ServPro Vermillion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Where in the world can you find bottle cappers? At the big box store? No, sorry. How about pressure cooker repairs? New leathers for that old hand pump? Where are you going to find a million and one items you need every day but can't find at the Super Mega Store? Latos Hardware is the place. Mower blades sharpened, window screens repaired, and if you're a do-it-yourselfer, Latos Hardware has the materials and know-how for your pet project. Have a cup of coffee while you shop at Latos Hardware in Westville.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Welcome back. Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app. Chad and Coach back with you. Let's send it over to Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. It shouldn't be a barrier to play. That's the message from OSF athletic trainer Brittany Delaney to parents of kids with asthma. Those parents might be worried. If my kid takes part in sports, will there be a risk of an asthma attack or worse? Well, Delaney says there are precautions you can take, but in fact, professionals like her want kids with asthma to work out and play team sports, as it helps maintain a healthy weight, strengthens lung muscles, and builds social skills. Delaney says short bursts of exercise are better for people with asthma. Think sprinting to first base rather than jogging a few miles. Also, know and avoid your triggers. Pollen and chlorine can be asthma triggers. Also,
a trigger can be cold weather. So if you're outside and you're running and it's cold, put a scarf over your face to avoid that cold air getting deep. They also say that breathing through the nose rather than the mouth can also decrease.
Also a must, to keep up with your medication as advised by a doctor.
I see a lot of athletes who carry their inhalers on them. But are they following those? Are they only taking their medication when they're starting to feel those symptoms coming on? Because a lot of asthma patients actually have inflammation daily. They should be taking the medication daily
Delaney suggests leaving your inhaler with someone like a coach or trainer so you know exactly where to find it if you need it. Lastly, a proper warm-up and cool-down are key for any athlete to have a successful workout.
I prefer actually starting with some light cardio to warm up the muscles and then doing more of like a dynamic stretch as opposed to just a static stretch where you hold the muscle for 30 seconds. Dynamic is more active. So your heart rate's getting up, your lungs are expanding, you're getting more air in while you're doing a dynamic stretch.
Symptoms of an asthma attack include shortness of breath, hyperventilation, that's where you breathe fast and deep, also dizziness, a rapid pulse, skin changes like skin turning blue, and chest pain or tightness. If those happen, Delaney says to use the inhaler, rest, and if it's a young person, call their parents. If things don't get better quickly, call 911. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. We'll have another episode next week. And, of course, all the back episodes online in our podcast section at WITYradio.com. Now, let's see here, Coach. You got boys and girls bowling here for the week.
Boys and girls bowling. Let me scroll here for a minute and so I can catch up with here. It is bowling. Danville 2802, Unity 2221, Hilton area over Lincoln. Lincoln wins two games. The one. Girls bowling, Unity 1894, Danville 1761. 3-0. Danville at Taylorville was canceled.
What's that?
We got the bowling. I'll do DAC sports here.
Hold on a second. We've got you got the from last night's schedule, right? Because they had the regional. We've got Danville moving on after a third place.
Oh, here we go. I got it. Danville, Hoopston area, Unity at Brian Hodge tournament at Savoy. That's near Champaign.
Yeah.
And group bowling Danville Hoopston area Unity at Brian Hodge tourney in Savoy.
Yeah, yeah. And then last night, Danville placed third in the Danville regional there. Gavin Favre leading the way with a series of 1265. Unity ends their season at a sixth place finish. Hoopston area ends theirs at a ninth place finish at regional, which is hosted here in Danville, by the way. So congratulations to the Vikings bowling team. They advanced. They're moving on.
Well, I'm not quite sure where their home base is. I got an idea, but I think it's
Lincoln. Lincoln Lanes?
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah, so very good, very good. So there's a good feeling that Gavin probably going to be competing at the state level. I think at this point, pretty much a foregone conclusion with the year he's had. So hopefully he has a good showing. Best of luck to Gavin on that.
All right.
So this must be my time now, right? Wrestling. So boys wrestling for this past week. Last weekend, the Pitt tournament, Princeton invite. You had Cole City winning. Oakwood Salt Fork placed 6th. Clinton Central, Iroquois West placed 16th. The Prairie Central Hawk Classic. Hoopston area, Milford placed 8th. Rantoul 14th. Robinson Jules tourney. Good day for St. Joe Ogden. They go 4-1. You had Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm also going 4-1. Their lone loss was to the Spartans. So a good showing from teams traveling a good distance down to Robinson for that. Unity placed 14th at the Sycamore Invite. South Vermilion Invite went to Terre Haute North. South Vermilion placed 3rd, Seeger 4th, North Vermilion 5th, and Covington 7th. The Zionsville Hall of Fame meet last weekend. Rough weekend for Riverton Park and for Park Heritage. Riverton Park would play 6th and Park Heritage 8th out of the 8 teams there. Oakwood Salt Fork gets a good duel over Mattoon this week, 31-30. You had Rantoul going 1-2 in a quad with Mount Zion, Warrensburg, and Clinton. Clifton Central Iroquois West sweeps Bishop Mack and Hersher. St. Joe Ogden pounds South Vermilion on senior night. Southmont dumps Fountain Central. West Vigo over Paris. BHRA Armstrong Potomac over Urbana. Last night's action. You had the Reed Custer Comet Classic after day one. Yorkville Christian in lead. Clifton Central Iroquois West was 15th. Hoopston area, Milford 24th. That continues today. IPC tournament continues today. You had Unity going 3-0 day one. St. Joe Ogden going 3-0. Rantoul going 0-3. They'll continue duels today, and each team getting four more duel matches in. and wrestling upcoming this week. Boys wrestling action, a lot of duels. Williams or Wilmington at CCIW, St. Joe Ogden at GCMS Fisher, BHRAAP at Seeger, Covington at the Crawfordsville Tournament, Fountain Central at Faith Christian, Southmont at Park Heritage, Riverton Park at North Putt. You have BHRA Armstrong Potomac at Champaign Central, Danville at Peoria with a triangular for Peoria High and Manual. Clifton Central Iroquois West hosts Piatone, Paris at Alney, Rantoul at Urbana, South Vermilion at Owen Valley. Hoopston Area Milford is at Danville, St. Joe Ogden and El Paso Gridley head to Clinton, South Newton at Attica, Tri-West at North Vermilion, Park Heritage at South Putnam, Terre Haute North at Riverton Park, and Triangular meet at Charleston featuring Rantoul and OPH. On the girls' side, last weekend, Erie Prophetstown girls' tourney went to Freeport. Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm has sixth place showing there. Rantoul tied for 10th at the Lanphier Jeff Gardner Memorial Tournament. The Murdale Girls Tournament, which is a great one downstate down in the Carbondale area. Granite City and Cahokia tied for first. Unity making the long trip down, placed at 15th. IHSA Kokomo Regional last week. You had Benton Central placing second as a team. Fountain Central 9th, Seeger 11th. Attica tied for 16th. Riverton Park tied for 23rd. Park Heritage tied for 28th. Covington and South Vermilion did not score points, but you had a lot of girls advancing to state. And, in fact, three pages of results. But I want to get into the state level because state happened yesterday on the girls' side. So I'll get to that in just a moment. Girls' action otherwise this past week was pretty scarce. In fact, leading up to that, here locally, on the Illinois side, the Muhammad Seymour Mary Kelly invite yesterday. St. Lawrence wins. St. Joe Ogden placed third. Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm 9th. Oakwood Salt Fork 10th. Danville 18th. And Rantoul 20th. The IHSAA state tournament yesterday, you had in the 105-pound class, Lorana Dillon of Benton Central, Shelby Lightgable of Riverton Park losing their opening matches. And the 110, Cadence Alliance of Seeger, Cecilia Fisher of Benton Central advanced to the state but lost their first-round matches, as did Reese Benjamin of Park Heritage in the 115, Sienna Holscher of Benton Central in the 120, Jaden Larkin of Fountain Central in the 125, Riley Deal of Fountain Central in the 130, Aubrey Bates of Seeger in the 135, all losing opening round matches. But one did win her opening round match. In fact, won every match after that, too, all the way to the state championship and top of the podium. Congratulations, Aubrey Barkoviak of Attica, 235-pound class state champion. Coach, I tell you, the run that she had in postseason here, and keep in mind, this is the best of the best in the state and on her run there. You know, we're already two rounds in here because you went from regionals to state. So here's her fall times in the, if we go back to the regional at Kokomo, she had fall 19 seconds in, fall 29 seconds in, fall or ID 51 seconds in, fall 42 seconds in. She had basically just slightly over one full period of match at regionals, just a little over 2 minutes on the mat. A little bit more time on the mat at state, though. Her first fall was 22 seconds, 47 seconds, 224, and then the championship match, 448. That's dominance. She ends her season undefeated state champion. Congratulations, Aubrey Barkoviak of Attica. Benton Central, Sophia Zarate would lose her opening match in that same bracket. But, always good to be able to highlight state champions at that level. So that's where it's at. And there's, of course, not really any girls wrestling on this side. I think they've got regionals coming up for IHSA, and we'll be keeping our eye out for that. Coach, you've got DAC Sports.
I do indeed have DAC Sports. A big week for the Jaguars. Danville area 93, Lincolnland 54 in league play. And then here's the big one. They also had beat Wren Lake earlier, which I saw Wren Lake play against Southwestern Community College down at Belleville. And Wren Lake pretty much handled Southwestern Community College. Danville area 64, Parkland 60 at Parkland. I remember last year, I think Danville did the same thing. Then Parkland came back to Danville and beat Danville, and then Parkland went on and won the region. I'm not quite sure where the region's at this year, but then women's play, Lincoln Land former player of mine and assistant, Chad Jones, 107. I think they're undefeated. Dan Valeria, 45, and then Parkland, 77, and Dan Valeria, 44. Those are, I don't see the next round of when they play again, so.
For, you're talking Dak?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they will play today. They are on the road, obviously, because of the tournament.
They're John
Wood, men and women today, and then this upcoming week, they have trips to Illinois Central, both of them. So they'll have Illinois Central this upcoming week.
Because Illinois Central is one of the better women's programs, and Illinois Central is in the hunt. I think there's, like now, Danville's ahead of that. I believe it's Danville, Parkland, Wren Lake, and Illinois Central's right in there. Spoon River's probably right behind them. Those are your top teams coming to – that could possibly come to the national tournament. Now, Danville only gets one bid, Region 24 only gets one bid to come to the national tournament because of the number of teams as opposed to they used to have. We used to have Shawnee, and I think Lewis and Clark now is in, but Lewis and Clark is struggling. We had, so we at one time we did have two teams. That only happened one time.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, we'll see. Come national term time here in March, middle of March, with activity at Merrimental Gym.
That we will. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll dive into all the other items we got for the week when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by ServPro Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Welcome back. Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by SurfPro Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. Other items for the week, Coach. One of your contemporaries, if only for a small overlap, Coach Jeff Mandrell with his 600th victory. In fact, we got that out just they had posted it last Saturday, and I didn't get it in under the gun for last week's show, but congratulations to Coach Mantrell. That, of course, shows stability in the role and staying in the role for a while to reach a pinnacle like that. But they honored him before Tuesday night's game this week.
Well, you know, that anytime you can be in this business, stay as long as you have that many wins, that's a dedication to your profession. And I know Jeff, he's done, he was down in Southern Illinois for a while. And I believe Jeff originally started up at Crescent City, if I'm not mistaken. And I think maybe I was at Sheldon at the time when he was at Crescent City. I'm sure we've talked about it, but yeah, that's,
do you happen to remember where he was at downstate?
He was at, I want to say he was at Mounds Meridian. I believe that's correct.
Ah, I've crossed Mounds Meridian a time or two in my travels down there. Yeah, yeah. So that's a, well, that's a small program, smaller school.
Yeah, if you remember, Mounts Meridian gave Dalton Thornridge back in the 70s their only loss. I want to say it was maybe in the Centralia tournament or one of those tournaments. And that's when Dalton Thornridge was a power in those 2 years. And he had a guy named Quinn Buckner that was a really good player, played in Indiana, played football and basketball in Indiana.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he came here. That I do know, and I'm say I'm almost positive there's a connection with Crescent City in that Crescent City in the Assistant Park area.
Gotcha. High school baseball open gym continuing for Danville every Monday and Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 at DHS Fieldhouse. Contact Matt Scovern, the coach, 217-444-1854, or email him at scovernm@danville118.org. That's S-K-O-V-R-A-N. Central High School is honoring their Athletic Hall of Fame inductees this week. Benjamin Johnson, Sophia Evans on the 21st. That is Wednesday during their high school gym reception to follow introduction and wrestling. So I believe that's their wrestling Hall of Fame inductions there. Once again, Hoopston Area High School's 2026 Hall of Fame class coming in on Friday, February 6th, just around the corner during the between the JV and varsity basketball game against Armstrong that evening. They're honoring the 1977 girls volleyball team. They got athletes Wayne Hamilton, Greg Bain, and Chuck Powell, and then Coach Doc Coltu. You pronounced it correctly for me last week.
Coltaw.
I will eventually get there.
Here's the thing about those two guys. Wayne Hamilton played at Eastland, very good player at Eastland. Later on, he went to, and I can't remember what college he went to, but he later on coached Richwoods, and he coached one of the Fighting Illini that was really a good player out of Richwoods. It'll hit me before it's all over. And then Doc Coltaw was a longtime basketball AD and teacher and coach, track and fields, especially cross country at Rankin. You got to remember, Hoopston has Rankin, Eastland, all combination and parts of Wellington. So I think sometimes we forget that in history where those people are really from.
Yeah, and it's good to see that they're still honoring the commitment that they had to those schools that have created their current situation there at Hoopston area. Speaking of the past and bringing that to light, the final thing we want to dive into here, at least with the other items that we've got, Coach, is a big celebration this upcoming Saturday, next Saturday, Vermilion County Tournament, a legacy that lasts. They're honoring Vermilion County champions from 1916 to 1969. There's a few folks out there that may have been around 1916. They'd be challenging history and Guinness World Records for life, I think. But they're going to honor him at halftime at the third and fourth place boys game here, Coach. So
back then, there's a book that was put out by Bob Moore, and I have it. I've even put some stuff out on Facebook, and I probably will try to do it again. But back then, you got to remember there was 12 or 14 schools, and Danville played in the tournament. Allerton.
They were the very first champion, as a matter of fact, 1916.
Yep. And they played it. I want to say they played at the YMCA, I believe. And they moved it around. I mean, they used to be at all the different high schools. And of course, we know it was at Palm Arena for a while. And then it's moved back. It was at Danville Community College when I came to Danville. Then they moved it to the arena. And they used to have it at different high schools. When I was in high school, they had it at Westville High School. They used to have it at Hoopston. So it has moved around, and like I said, there was more teams in it. One time, which has not been that long ago, Milford played in it and Schlarman played in it.
Oh.
Because you remember, now it's an invite. I always,
right.
And I don't quite understand why they just don't make it into an invitational tournament, invite the conference schools into. But it is run by the Principal Association. They do have a sportsmanship award and basketball and football.
So here's just taking first glance at how competitive this is. Only once did we have back-to-back-to-back during that span of champions. That was Danville from 19 to 21. But you're looking, I mean, and we mentioned it several times on the show in our discussions. You see Sidell on there. You see Indianola, Potomac. You have East Lynn on there several times. You have Catlin on there several times. You even have an appearance in a championship for Allerton, 1947, listed on there. So you're talking about, there again, a bygone era, but to honoring folks that had participated in of course, representing schools that were absorbed to the landscape that we see nowadays. And let's face it, we still have a lot of schools in the area. So to sit here and think about just how many schools there were at one point in time, it kind of blows the mind just how many, just how populous. I mean, it seems like it, whenever you get out in the country that, oh, hey, you know what, there's, you know, a mile between houses. But then whenever you think about the history of the county, you know, there's just so many people that were around at the time that they were able to sustain that many schools.
Well, Rich Farm had a very good team at one time. Of course, Rossville, I think Alvin even had a high school at one time. Played in that. I know Ellis had a, I didn't have a high school. They had a great school that fed into Armstrong, and Collison had a great school that fed in Newtown, obviously. And you go back Oakwood, and this is one of Rye. Oakwood was pretty good for a long time. Think about this. They had Muncie, great school. They had Diamond School, which is now torn down. Mm-hmm. They had Newtown, the Kilowatts. And they had Oakwood, great school. I know I'm missing somebody.
Was there a Fithian school?
Fithian, that is correct. Yeah. That all fed into Oakwood. And I had this conversation with Coach Mills the other day that a lot of those schools now, back then, had 400 or 500 students. And Hoopston didn't have those additions that I'm talking about. And now all those schools, except for this league, and Bismarck is a 2A, but you got to remember they added Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Westville, who is a 2A. Those are the only 2A schools in that conference. And Westville really has no co-ops, no anything for basketball.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ironic that when we say that. And Georgetown is Georgetown Rich Farm, obviously.
Yeah.
And they do co-op with Christmas sometimes. And, of course, Salt Fork is a combination of Fairmount. And you had Jamaica had a high school, and they won it several times. And that's Sidell, Fairmount, and those areas. So, and Allerton, I believe, or I'm right, a gentleman from Allerton still holds the scoring record in the Vermain County tournament.
I think you've mentioned that before. I believe you are correct on that. So, and of course, with the competitive play there, you know, it may hold up for a while because it's tough. I don't know. Maybe we see Keeson this week. Maybe challenge that. We'll find out. That wraps us up for another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection. Thanks for joining us this week. Okay, Coach, we'll see you next week, buddy.
All right.
Keep it tuned to WITY and WITYradio.com online for your sports coverage.